Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, in HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. So glad you're with us. Mark Spears is just about 10, 15 minutes away. He will be live on the set. We're talking about stuff that we saw from night one that we think could be sustainable. I'm really focused on the fact that Steph Curry had kind of a ho-hum night. He wasn't overdone with effort. It wasn't overdone with minutes. And it still led to kind of a, for the most part, a cruise to a victory on the road kind of a night. Let's get back out to the phones. We'll fade the dibbers here in just a couple of minutes. Let's go to Greg. Greg in Benicia. Hello, Greg. What are you doing?
How you doing? I just want to talk a little Warriors today.
Let's do it.
And, I got them being a real good team during the regular season, probably about a 48-win team. But during the playoffs, everybody is so much younger, they're going to run them off the court. I don't see them getting... Unfortunately,
you know, Greg. Look,
yeah. You're probably right. I'm going home, Mark.
Do you know what's interesting though? Like, I would say to Greg, and Greg, thanks,
Greg.
I mean, who knows? You could be right, but didn't we just see the scenario Greg's talking about last year?
Yeah,
and didn't the Warriors win that series?
Well, and then Minnesota ran them off the court.
Well, right, with no Steph Curry, and if that's part of the point.
It's because they ran Steph off the court. Steph couldn't keep up, and he popped the hammy.
Greg could be right, but it's funny the way he kind of pitched that, because to me, the youth angle, that's not what starts working in the playoffs. I get that you could say fresh legs does, but, man, when it comes to playoff basketball – I'm a big believer in continuity and experience at that point if you are provided health. And so I get that balance. That's a tough one. And Greg might be right, and that's a point that I know a lot of Warrior fans share.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you want to give me, you know, baby basketball against, old man hamstrings. Like, if those hamstrings hold up, like, give me the old guys. Like, that. I think the playoff experience of the Warriors – adding Butler in with Draymond Green and Steph Curry, boy, I do not want to face that team if they're healthy.
But it's funny because you and I kind of did this yesterday. We talked about young teams and experienced teams, and we kind of used basketball IQ as an easy way to talk about experience. And if you look at the West, I don't know how much of San Antonio you watched last night. Not a ton, I know, because you weren't betting.
Well,
but
I know Wemby is now apparently the best player in the world.
Ever.
This is what's being discussed.
Just when you get a chance, watch some Wemby highlights. And it's funny because Anthony Davis even said, he's like, the guy's 7'3". When he wants to shoot, you don't block it. And Wemby has the ha-ha at 7'3". Whatever, it's one game.
Yeah.
San Antonio is an unbelievable young team. But they're a young team. So are they going to go and do what OKC did last year? I doubt it. The teams that really scare me the most are the teams that have both. I think Minnesota, they now have a lot of experience, and they have a good amount of youth. OKC's got experience. They won the chip. They've got youth. Denver's got that, too. They have the experience. They're not a young team, but if you look at how many guys they have between 27 and 31, they're a team that is ripe and prime. So those three scare me the most. Houston is interesting because they have a mix of experience with KD and some youth, but beyond that, you've got the Clippers and the Warriors, who are the old OGs, and then you've got a bunch of question marks.
Interesting start for the Clippers last night, getting totally blown off of the floor in Utah.
Yep.
One quarter in, and Utah is already up like 43-19 or whatever it was. So, look, these are one games. I'm not going to make huge sweeping arguments out of that. But, yeah, if you want to early on, maybe the Spurs arrow up and the Clippers arrow down based on their first appearance. We're going to keep going on the phones in just a second. In fact, Justin is on the line and wants to talk sports betting. But because he wants to talk sports betting, I know he'll be patient. Because, Justin, what we need to do before we talk to you about sports betting is talk about sports betting. It's time to fade the Dibbers. Well, here we go on into the Thursday night. Sure, the Warriors are going to play the Nuggets. But what does every good piece of entertainment need? It needs it needs an opening act. And the Warrior game has an opening act that's going to start here in 1 hour and 13 minutes. It is in the form of, yes, those horns visiting the San Diego Superchargers. And I call them San Diego because these are their Supercharger uniforms that they will be sporting. The dark blues from head to toe are favored by 3 against those horns, the Vikings, tonight. Dibs.
Pretty good. I like my horn.
Yeah, not bad.
And give myself a 4 for the horn. Look, I mean, both teams played on Sunday, so there's no rest advantage. Chargers were home, so they have a little bit of a stay-and-play advantage over Minnesota. The Vikings are a puzzle. Carson Wentz looks great, then he looks bad, and Justin Jefferson is dangerous, and the Chargers have a bunch of injuries. I think every offensive lineman is hurt. I've been told that they're going to go to 90 personnel, 9 running backs, and no tight ends, 5 of whom will be asked to block. Look, when you get into these spots, Thursday night, in a 3-point spread, this one, honestly, for me, is a straight-up coin toss. I don't know which team to bank on, so when you get all the way down to it, you look at the home team, and they're laying 3, and you think, you know what? I'm going to take the home team. I'm going to lay the 3. You take the Chargers, and you lay the 3. Go-go!
No. You're not allowed to do that. You can't clap and fade yourself. And also, chill on the cuckoo. You're scaring the ladies. There's like a corporate event over here. And people, take it easy. I mean, for crying out loud.
Hey, ladies, you take the Chargers and you lay the 3 cuckoos.
You can't run into a corporate event and yell cuckoo.
I think I just did.
That's not appropriate. I mean,
hey, ladies.
How about, hey, ladies, cuckoosh? That, like, come on.
Yeah.
Like, get your act together.
You take the dibber and the points. Right.
What is going on here?
You're
Brady,
also,
you should see what's like, going on.
For the love of God. What kind of confidence are you inspiring?
For the love of God.
People are listening for your pick, and you lead into it by going, total coin flip. No clue what's about to happen. Like, what are we? Come on, dude. Get your fastball back.
It's here.
It's not. You tiptoed into that. You dipped your toe in the water and went, I don't know if I feel like swimming, but I got to do something, so whatever. And then you started flirting with people who aren't listening to you.
Yeah.
I almost want to fade just because of your delivery.
You won't.
I won't because I kind of agree with you.
Well, and honestly,
go ahead.
Hey. I should have done it instantly. But
you should have.
Because of that, you're right.
And then after all that, you start fading yourself. Everybody else is just flat-footed over here.
Yeah.
Then you start clapping for yourself. Man.
I said cuckoo.
You got to get your...
What more do you want?
You got to get your mojo back. That's what I want.
So I'm fading, and yeah. I want y'all to fade with me.
So I pick every game.
This is a discombobulation sensation.
If you look at the... That's a buck. My confidence rankings of all the games this week, this is my second least confident pick. I'm trying to be transparent with the listeners. Now, I'll say this. Teasing ahead to tomorrow, the Niner game, the pick is in, and that is my number one most confident pick of the week. That one is, you want to talk about found money, Grandy, that's an easy one on Sunday.
Who plays on Sunday night?
Cuckoosh.
Is that Packers and Steelers? The Aaron Rodgers Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I already know who you're picking on that one.
Yeah, that pick is in, too. Yeah. I like that one.
Yeah, because you hate Aaron Rodgers. It's not a good reason to make a pick.
I don't ever let emotion get into my picks, which is why I've gone against the Niners constantly and won.
Okay. You get your mojo back before you get braggadocious.
It's back. You take the Chargers and you lay the three cuckoos.
We'll see. All right. Hey, Mark Spears is going to be here in a sec.
Yeah, table six.
Let's go to...
I said cuckoosh. What more can I do for you guys?
No, real quick. I want to hear what Justin. Go to Justin in Petaluma, but Justin, you only got about 30 seconds. And what do you got? What's up, Justin?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Hey, good, man. What's
quick
happening?
Story about sports betting and insider information. I had a roommate who was a bar back at a strip club in Pittsburgh, and Terry Allen walked in one night hammered. They had to escort him out, and they were playing the Steelers the next day. We laid all kind of money that morning on the Steelers, and we won.
Well, that's actually
awesome.
That's not a gambling ring. That's just you being an observationalist.
Totally, yep.
Basically, is all that is. That's about as old as it gets, right there. That's very legal gambling.
Totally, and I mean, we've all had moments where you get a little tidbit of info, and you go, "Oh yeah, that's inside info."
Yep.
And even at that, they only work out about half the time.
That's true too.
You know,
a lot of other people out there who can affect the game.
Yep.
All right, we're live at Splash Thrive City. Lot going on with the Warriors home opener, including Surfside. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Come hang at Splash from 5 to 7, which is, I don't know, checks watch pretty soon, and try Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. We keep on moving toward the home opener tonight. Mark Spears of ESPN, one of the most tapped in, dialed in, best NBA voices out there, and obviously a Bay Area legend, is going to join us coming up next on Willard and Dibbs.
Bay Area is Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Brooklyn! Look at you. There he is, folks.
That's him right there. Yeah, we're getting close to the Warriors' home slate getting started because the big names are coming out. We're live at Splash. This 30,000-square-foot situation just has everything here. The great food, the vibe, the TVs right next to Chase Center as we get ready for their home schedule to get started in just over 2.5 hours. Jokic is in town. The Warriors are 1-0. Here we go. Willard and Dibbs on the scene. And the great Mark Spears, a Bay Area legend, ESPN, is with us on the set. It is great to see you here. River Island's guest line, thank you for coming by, man.
And this is first class. Y'all on the air, too?
Oh, yeah. We're trying.
They tell us we are.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking to these. Okay. Maybe it goes out into the world. We'll find out.
I'm sure if somebody says something right, we'll find out.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, during the break, it's food and beverage, not alcoholic beverages, because we're all professionals up in here.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to laugh, but you know, it's a far cry.
Vodka's clear.
It is. That's a great point. Yeah, I got to keep that in mind. But first-class place, and you know it's a big-time game when you're on the scene, and you're fresh off of a San Antonio game and an OKC game.
Yeah, no, it's been an incredible 2 days. I went to OKC, saw him bring the banner up for the first time, and the Rockets need a point guard.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, Sengun's better, so the Warriors need to watch out for that.
Yep.
What I saw from him is improvement. He's shooting the three now. He's doing Embiid stuff now.
Wow.
You know, in terms of shooting a three and scoring in the post. And you saw Caruso has a concussion. Why do you think he got a concussion? It's because of the way he was being guarded by or tried to guard Sengun. So the Rockets are for real. I still think they need a point guard now. I mean, losing Van Vliet was too much, and they don't have the right people to fix that. But SGA was SGA in the end.
Amazing.
In that game. So he didn't have a great game until the end. You could tell them J-Dub, the Santa Clara kid, he missed him.
Yep.
Big time. But, I mean, we didn't. I mean, I'm not even talking about last night, but
boy,
like the West is something.
Let's talk about last night, though, because I think maybe the question that is on the Warrior fan mind is when you look at the framework of the West and how everybody kind of predicted it or whatever. Everybody knew San Antonio was coming up, but maybe they're not coming up.
Man.
Are they already here?
Yeah, because of an angry Wemby.
Okay.
Wemby is angry because Chet, his rival, which is probably weird that people would, if they know or don't know that he's his rival,
yeah.
Chet got a chip. So I think he's motivated by that. He spent some time with Akeem. And one thing I couldn't figure out last night is when – what did he see to make him say, all right, I'm going to go inside? Because I want to say about 70% of his offense came from shooting threes and jumpers, and yesterday was about just being aggressive and dominating. And I saw Wemby when he first came to the States for the first time, when he played again in Vegas against the G League Ignite, and I was in awe. I've been in awe of things that he's done his first two seasons. But call ambulance like you're hearing now, because there's a different attitude.
Yes.
There's an anger. He might be the best player in the league now from what I saw last night.
Wow.
And I'm trying to, like.
Yeah.
I love a small sample.
But what he did last night, like, I never seen Anthony Davis look like he couldn't do nothing with you defensively. He was aggressive. He was dunking everything. Everybody was falling out all over the arena, whether you were a Spurs fan or a Mavericks fan. It was one of the most incredible performances I've seen in now my 27 years covering NBA.
27 years,
wow.
Longer than he's been alive. And seeing him up close now, as opposed to last year and years prior, is he getting a little bit more of that grown man body? He's not still the same spindly stick.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit more heft, right?
I would call it David Robinson-like, if that makes sense.
Yep.
Like, you want to see how big a dude's going to be, look at his dad a lot of times, right? You could tell Wemby's dad was in the building. He's a slender guy. I don't think he's going to turn into Kevin Willis, right? Like,
yeah.
But,
or Kevin Duckworth, rest in peace.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Any of the other Kevins.
Yeah,
or like Kevin Durant, maybe, than Kevin Willis.
A little bigger than Durant. I mean, but you can see he's refined. And you can't just push him and beat him up anymore. And his quickness, like that baseline dunk he took, his steps are like miles long.
Yeah.
So once he gets going, like, what are you going to do? He doesn't have to really jump to dunk it. And it's – you just got to watch your head. And when the one big mistake he made in the Olympics, and I bet you if he watched that Olympic game now against USA, he would beat himself up about it, was he was a jump shooter. He never tested USA going to the basket.
Yep.
But last night, there was an aggression. There was an anger. I talked to Akeem Olajuwon recently, and he told me about how he helped him be more aggressive going to basket. I think Akeem might have had the biggest influence. And if you're playing like Akeem, at 7'5", yeah, good rest.
And
good
shooting
luck
the
to
three,
the
too.
That's
right.
A problem.
Good
yeah,
luck
problem.
To the rest of the league.
Yeah, Mark Spears with us here, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. I know you were in Oklahoma City, and obviously that overlapped with what the Warriors were doing. But I wonder if you've had a chance to review anything. What were your first impressions of what we saw from the Dubs in L.A.?
Thought it was a good team victory.
Yeah.
Very good team victory. I caught the end of it, and it was just like, what do we have to do to get – like, I felt like a – relief pitcher came in and they just got the save and like finished it off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was a good team victory. Kuminga, from my talking to him, I don't know if you guys saw the story I did on him recently.
Yes.
He's engaged. And we saw that. And I think that's a great thing that Warriors fans saw that before the first home game. That he's engaged and he's going to play and we'll see what happens right in January. But like from what we saw in the first game, you know what? It might not be bad to keep him around, right?
You don't need to trade him if he's going to do that. Nine rebounds, you don't need to trade him.
Yeah, but they broke, don't fix it, right? And so he looked good. And I was stunned by Jimmy. I mean, like, Jimmy, there wasn't really much of a playoff presence. And for him, I was nervous about him and what he would be. I know what Steph is going to be. I know what Draymond was going to be. But Jimmy, man, Jimmy came in looking like an all-star. And so the Warriors are going to be scary. This team they're playing tonight, the Nuggets are going to be scary. Like, now you got to add the Spurs to the list.
Oh.
It's like them old Battle Royals, man.
Yeah.
For the OGs that remember that.
Yeah.
Dibs, you remember the old Battle Royals.
Oh, those are so great. And
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know, guys coming out of the third row and out of the tunnel out of nowhere, and you end up with 10 guys in the ring. And one thing that Mark and I, Mark Willard, not Mark Spears, have been talking about is the idea of...
M-Dub.
Yeah, M-Dub over here. We got MG back at the studio.
We can do that.
You like that, M-Dub?
Yeah, I've gotten that for quite a while, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
Okay.
And you're the Hall of Famer, and we can't even get into how many Halls of Fame, but we've been talking about, like, the old OGs versus these young, inexperienced, young teams. How do the Warriors stack up, and what is their number one edge that they have when push will come to shove?
Playoffs, it slows down.
Yeah.
They've been there. They've done that. Like, if you think about it, the starting five they used the other day, everybody has been to the finals. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
Like, Jimmy hasn't gotten that ring, but he's been there twice. So once they get to the postseason, like, I feel like if Steph and Jimmy didn't get hurt, they probably would have won that series, right? And there would have been a showdown against OKC. It's all about health with this team to me. If they're healthy, they're capable of beating everybody. If they're healthy.
Right.
We did see that that article you wrote and the time you spent with JK. And I think maybe this was unfair, but a lot of us, when you're watching the summer unfold and there's all the negotiations and it feels controversial, I think there were a lot of questions about how does JK navigate that?
Yeah.
And then suddenly kind of play like he does want to be here. So what were your impressions of what he said and how he is navigating that?
Yeah, I mean, I met JK at Walnut Creek playing for the G League Ignite. I don't know if you guys remember when the G League Ignite.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
Obviously, they're defunct now. But this is a kid from the Congo, man. He's not like us typical Americans. There was a lot of genocide from where he grew up. But he also had parents that weren't stressful people. Said he'd never seen his parents fight. So I think a lot of times when you get somebody from Africa, and I've been blessed to be able to go to Morocco and Senegal and South Africa, like, there's a different mentality there. Like, when JK first got here, if Kerr was speaking to him or Draymond, his head was down. They thought he was being disrespectful. But where he's from in the Congo, that's a sign of respect. Mm. When the elder is speaking in the Congo, you have your head down and you listen. So they had to figure him out. They had to learn. And he's like, if you go look at my country and what's going on and the chaos and what's going on in the Congo, why should I stress off of this? I've made it just by making it to the NBA. It's going to work itself out. So I think part of the reason why it took so long was because he was at peace. He wasn't panicking.
Huh.
He'd be a great poker player. But another thing, I think the main thing that kept him from panicking, along with his upbringing, is the fact that he was talking to Jimmy all the time, who just went through his stuff with Miami. He was talking to Draymond. He was talking to Steph. He was talking to Buddy. And they're all like, we get it. He didn't go to San Diego. Asked Jimmy if that was okay, because Jimmy set it up. Jimmy gave him a blessing. He had long conversations with Steph. Because the OGs were in his corner, it made him comfortable to go through the process, and ultimately it got done. But when he came to camp, there was no drama with the guys.
Yep.
How do you think he felt walking in? Like, yo, he called them to me. He said, Mark, they're my brothers. They're my brothers. Because they had his back when he was fighting with his employer. And so it made him be able to sign the deal and do his job without chaos.
Yeah, it's Mark Spears. That's a great story and a great breakdown. Yeah. And, you know, you had me thinking about Draymond and where he came from, Saginaw. And he has been fighting for his life literally from day one, and that's carried him forward. And now the way you describe JK coming from the Congo, a lot of that makes sense. And beyond just the personality mesh, what do you think about the basketball mesh? And I know small sample, and JK did almost all the right things, but his style, Draymond's not a shooter, Jimmy's not a shooter. Can it really work long-term when you have multiple non-shooters on the floor?
I mean, the way it looked last game, I say yes.
Sure. I mean, yeah.
Yep.
Right. And JK was perfect in the second half.
I think what JK has to do is be aggressive. He has to be aggressive like what I saw in the G League, right? And now I think Jimmy, having been around for a little while, he's been on his tail about being aggressive, about taking a shot, about, you know, so his brothers, I think, are getting him to grow up. Dude, this is year 5. You got your money. You ain't got – now, so that stress is gone. You ain't got to worry about that. Just play. So I think they're bringing out the best in him. Now, his basketball IQ certainly has to – like, you're with savants.
Right.
Steph, Draymond, Jimmy, and Al.
Al, yeah.
Those are savants. They're like classical musicians.
It's
you know what I mean?
63 years of NBA, too, in those four guys.
And this dude's coming in 2025 hip-hop. You know what I mean? Like, you don't understand what he's saying, but, you know, he got a nice beat, right?
Yep.
But he, maybe they're figuring it out together. Sadly, if they don't, then you can't trade him at $8 million. That would have been worthless for the Warriors.
Right.
It was a pain for them, but they got him at a good number now. So if it doesn't work out, mid-January, they could trade him for roughly around $25 million.
Mark, where do you think the organization stands on that? Like, what is their openness for this to go one way or the other?
Day-to-day.
Interesting.
I think it's day-to-day because first day was great. It's a great relationship. We woke up in the morning, cooked breakfast, had coffee, you know what I'm saying? Let's go walk in the park. Let's see how they feel in their relationship today. The first day was a great day. Mid-January is a different deal. But the key is he's engaged. Y'all been around people that don't want to be here.
Oh.
Yep.
Steven Jackson. Remember that?
Yeah, remember he signed that deal, and about 17 minutes later, he said, want out.
But he was smart. He got his money first, right?
He did. And that organization was so broken. And the other one for me, and you have a better idea, Jordan Poole. After he took the fingers to the noggin.
I forgot about that one.
That whole next year, he averaged 20 a game, but he was kind of doing knee stuff.
Oh, I remember in the playoffs, they're playing the Lakers. They lose a game, and he's playing music on his phone in the locker room loud. And I know the guys wanted to curse him out, but things were so tenuous at the time that nobody said anything, but they're grumbling underneath them, like, we going to let him be? And he's gone, right? Now he's in New Orleans.
Two teams later, you're right.
But Kuminga is the same dude, and he obviously is ready to play and don't seem like there are any hard feelings.
Mark Spears, ESPN, on set with us here at Splash, getting ready for the home opener. You mentioned as you were going through those teams in the West that really have a footprint. The Warriors' opponent tonight is one of them. They've got a little bit of a new look with Cam Johnson coming in, and obviously there's no more Russell Westbrook. And so give us your breakdown of what that team has been through, what they have to offer this year.
So a month ago, I don't know if you guys know, I'm a brand ambassador for Kendall Jackson Wine.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got to get him a sponsorship deal here, right?
Let's go.
Now you're talking.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Are you on white wine or red wine? Which way do you lean?
Excellent wine.
Okay. Look at
that's
that.
That's a good
this
answer.
This guy, you can't stump Mark
that's
Spears.
That's a good answer.
Yeah?
Good-ish.
That's right. I mean,
and people that have a good-ish, they know what good-ish tastes like. There's a difference.
Yeah, no doubt.
Verite, Cardinal, LaCoya, those kind of.
This guy. He's
but
a man of many worlds.
Last month they sent me to Denver because I do some wine conversations. We've got to get you out to one. But I did one with Bruce Brown in the Rocky Mountains.
Okay.
At an event. And he was like, these dudes is locked in and ready to go, man. Bruce Brown literally begged him to come back. He went to a playoff game to show them he wanted to come back and took less money to come back. Cam Johnson, I talked to him right before the trade around draft time. He's excited. He's going to be a great two-way addition for them. You just got to stay healthy. Tim Hardaway Jr. is another shooter. But the guy, I'm like, getting Valanciunas.
Yeah.
He could start for a lot of teams. He also, I think, is going to cut Joker's minutes down by like 8 to 15 minutes a game, depending on how the game's going.
Interesting.
Maybe you could give him a night off here and there. Also, they could do a Twin Towers. See if they do that tonight. It'll be quite interesting. But Valanciunas is still a high-level player that I think could help preserve Joker and help him have even a more productive season. Maybe his numbers cut down a little bit, but that's a good thing because he's not playing as much.
Right.
And he'll be more healthy in the fourth quarter. So Aaron Gordon, my guy from Mitty, San Jose, he's shooting the ball great. I think he's probably in a better headspace after the tragic passing of his brother a year ago.
Yep.
So I think he'll be just in a better place to just play basketball now. I mean, that doesn't go, but I think he's going to be an all-star caliber player, I think, this year. And then, Jamal's Jamal.
Yeah.
His thing is just staying healthy.
That's a good, deep
talented
team. Is Jokic the best bad body athlete since Babe Ruth?
Ooh.
I was thinking about other sports. I was trying to think of another sport comp. Like, there's not another sport.
Zach Randolph.
Not bad. Z-Bo.
Respectfully.
Yeah. I mean, Z-Bo got it done. But, I mean, the Joker just kind of bebops around. And
I'm trying to think of some Warriors.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even the guys that they had were generally
Mark Jackson.
Big stiffs. Yeah. Not the coach, but Mark with a C.
Yeah.
Jackson. Not bad.
Not that I need to be talking about anybody's body.
No, no.
I'm lucky I'm handsome.
Yeah, gorgeous.
You know what I'm saying? That's got me through, baby. The green eyes got me through.
Green eyes, that's a cheat code now. You're cheating with the green eyes.
And you can get NBA tickets and a bottle of wine, I'm told. Those things help.
And you can name drop from coast to coast. Like, just 11 or 12 names. Like, you have to pick up some of these names you drop now.
But that's real.
Of course. You're Mark Spears. That's right.
Y'all want me to tell you the truth, right?
Like, and we love it. We love it.
It ain't flexing. That's just where I went.
It's called my week.
It's what it is.
Right.
It's what it is.
That's right.
Mark Spears, ESPN, is with us. All right. If we're going to overreact to the greatness of Wimby and the Warriors.
No, we ain't overreacting.
No, what I'm saying
that
is.
That was real.
Right. Agreed.
MVP.
Agreed. But if we're going
to. I can't wait to talk to you guys after he plays here.
I'm not.
Make sure you have a credential
we'll
that game, and you're in the house.
Yeah, no doubt.
No, but are there any teams where we would take that in the other direction, like
the Clippers? Well,
the Clippers
earlier. Yeah.
Are you concerned about the Clippers? That was a weird start.
No.
Okay.
One bad game. A really bad game. Yeah.
Really bad.
Really,
I mean,
really
that's
bad
startling
game in Utah.
To do that in Utah.
But I also saw them in preseason 2 weeks ago look like they could go toe-to-toe with Denver.
Okay.
I'm going to give them a pass.
Give them a minute. Yeah.
I'm going to give them a pass.
Who are we sleeping on in the West? Like, who do you think is better?
Who's the one team we haven't talked about?
In the West?
Yeah.
Portland.
The Lakers.
The coachless Trailblazers.
But, no, there's a great team that nobody's talking about. And when you figure it out, you're going to kick yourself.
Minnesota. Yeah.
Minnesota's been in the Western Conference Finals 2 weeks
myself.
In a row.
Nobody's even bringing him up.
See that shot Ant-Man hit last night?
Yeah.
So he's a guy, the same way I saw an angry Wimby, we need to see an angry Ant-Man. What I saw last year in the West Finals, and, I mean, Mike Conley looked like he wanted to cry after the game. When they lost, when they got eliminated. To go to the finals 2 years in a row, I don't think Ant-Man understood like how close they've been.
Yep.
And that shot yesterday told me, okay, maybe there's going to be a vengeance this year. Because those tickets to the finals, man, they don't
– You can't
assume
it. They're
not dangled in front of you often. And it's been dangled, and he hasn't bit the carrot twice.
You realize Mike Conley's never gotten a technical foul in his career. Put that one in your next column. I'm out here doing research here, Mark Spears. Come on.
I got
no
tease
for
college.
Draymond got one from the bench in the opener.
Mark Spears got more technicals than
I'm probably one of the only college basketball players that threw two punches and still got to play.
Ooh. The Warriors.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Would like to hear about that.
There was no social media at the time.
Yeah,
there you go.
There was no video.
That's a glass of wine store.
I love it.
We'd love to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, man. Thank you for stopping by and saying hello. Appreciate
it. Me and this guy go back.
Too far back, my friend.
You're not going to shake my hand, bro?
It's left-handed. I thought we'd bring it in afterward. We'll go lefty. We'll bring it in.
I'll do it.
You're my guy,
dude.
You
got a dub here.
You're my guy. We'll hug it out, as always. Mark Spears, ladies and gentlemen.
Mark Spears joining us on the scene. And Ramona Shelburne joins us on the phone. She's on her way to Portland. She'll hop in here coming up next. She got the assignment, not you.
Hey, I'll let her ask her those questions.
Yeah, exactly. Live at Splash.
Thanks, Ramona.
And brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's Willard and Dibs.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast while you're there. Steiny and Goo, the morning roast, and everything everybody had to say today as we get ready for the home opener, which is closing in. We are just over 2 hours away from tip-off. We're live at Splash right next door outside Shea Center. Nuggets, Warriors, tonight on 95.7 The Game. It's Willard and Dibs, and I don't know about you. I kind of feel fancy. I feel fancy today.
Super fancy.
I mean, you and I are just in T-shirts, but Mark Spears, ESPN, and then we just hand the baton right off on the River Islands guest line to Ramona Shelburne of ESPN. Ramona, we're kind of dancing around with the NBA elite tonight. You know what I mean?
I mean, this is the game, isn't it? Like, this is the one where we find out if the Warriors are for real, if the Nuggets are for real. They've kind of done a good job so far against Jokic in his career. I'm not going to say they shut him down, but they did a pretty good job against him. So let's see. They look really good in LA on opening night. I was there at that game, and there's a lot of Laker fans leaving the building like, oh man, our team sucks. And I was like, no, the Warriors are good. Let's give them their due.
And Ramona, we know you're on your way to the airport to head to Portland right now, and I can only assume that's to get ready for the massive showdown between the Blazers and Warriors tomorrow night, right?
Is that who they're playing? I only know they're playing the Warriors because Anthony Slater and I've been texting a little bit today, coordinating for tomorrow. But I'm going up there because of the big gambling scandal and everything that's going around around Chauncey Billups as far as I can tell, nobody had any idea this was coming last night, and they went and lose a game to Minnesota, you know, and this is the best team Portland's had in a long time. They were really excited about this year, and it's like, you know, they lose on opening night. It was going to be it was a really good game, and then Ant-Man took over, and then boom, like, you know, it sounds like Chauncey got woken up at 5 a.m. and arrested, and like everybody else in the organization got woken up shortly thereafter, talking about what happened, and it's you know, obviously throws your whole season into a tailspin here, but well, you know, you know as well as I do, like it takes a while for things to play out in the court system. So I think today everybody's reacting to this, tomorrow, but then the courts are going to do their thing.
Yeah, I guess he's expected to face an arraignment maybe tomorrow or later this week. What do you make of the...
I think it's already happened today. Yeah.
Okay, I apologize. It's all happening so fast, and I read through the indictment, and it goes back to 2019, and it's a rigged poker game that he was a part of. Have you ever seen anything like this where, you know, a former athlete, a current coach gets caught up or is a part of something this nefarious with multiple alleged crime families and the rest of it?
I mean, when I started hearing the Cosa Nostra, I was like, oh my goodness.
Right.
Like, this is, you know, like some Godfather stuff. Like, I live in LA where we just saw Gilbert Arenas get caught up in a gambling scandal in a home poker game. I actually know a few of the people involved in that. I mean, there was some tie to a guy who might be part of an Israeli mob family or some kind of connection there. So, you know, NBA players do play in high-stakes poker games. They have lots of money. Most of those games take place on planes, right, when they're against each other. But it doesn't surprise me that NBA players would be participating in high-stakes, $10,000 buy-ins, whatever, because they got money and they like to play cards. Like, none of that's surprising. People play in home poker games. That's not illegal unless you take a rake, right? You're not a casino. You're not allowed to take a rake. So, where it gets illegal is when you're taking a rake or if it's rigged, the way that this thing is fairly intricately rigged. I mean, I was reading all that they had signals at the table and they had the glasses and the card readers under that. I mean, that's some next level stuff there. And, I don't know how Chauncey got involved in this in the first place. Clearly somebody brought him in. It's just kind of it feels like a random thing, but it's all on who you know, I guess, you know, and that seems to be where this started. And it seems like this kind of group of people, there's a lot of overlap between the two indictments that we saw today.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, joining us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game, the home opener a couple hours away. And Ramona, this may sound like complete small potatoes based on what you're talking about, but something crossed my mind after all this came out, which is Jimmy Butler the other night after the game kind of jokes with everybody with the press, oh, Draymond and I have this bet about free throw percentage between me and Steph.
I know.
And I think normal circumstances, no big deal, right? But under this umbrella, did they accidentally step in it the other night?
No, you're allowed to bet on things like that. Like, that's not illegal. You know, that's not a prop bet. That's like a bet between two individuals. That's fine. Like, and I think that's what's scary about, you know, gambling being so embedded in our sports culture. It's just that people are, you know, like, listen, I don't mess with it. I'm not allowed to. Like, there's really strict rules that we all got read from ESPN. Like, if I go to Vegas, I'm not betting on any sports, you know? I don't tell people what to bet on. I don't like to do ads, you know, that reference gambling. You know, that's even when I'm hosting radio in LA, because it's just, you don't really know where the lines are anymore. I mean, I know what I'm allowed to do and what I'm not allowed to do, but to me, like Jimmy Butler, you know, saying I got a bet with Draymond, like, you know, that's fine. What's illegal about two guys having a bet? But because of this, everybody's kind of caught up, and my general reaction to this was, wow, like the people involved, Damon Jones, I've known him forever. You know, he made money in his NBA career, but not a ton of money. He was kind of part of the entourage with LeBron. I don't think he was actually paid by the Lakers, but they let him be around because LeBron liked him and he was around and he traveled on team planes. They are the ones who have access to information. Like, they have access to, this guy is not playing. They have this guy is hurt. That's very valuable to gamblers that isn't necessarily released in the most timely fashion. And that's why it's really dangerous to have sports so enmeshed in our gambling culture, because there's a lot of people who have information that is valuable. And like, I'll bring it back to this. And one of the most famous examples of this that at the time wasn't, you know, there wasn't gambling in the NBA back then. It wasn't part of the league. But do you remember when LeBron had a broken hand during the finals?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
revealed it at the end of that series. And we were like, whoa, that's a pretty big revelation that he was playing with a broken hand. Can you just imagine if you were a gambler and you knew that? You know, like nowadays,
right.
that's the kind of information that could swing a betting line real fast. And I don't know. I've always been a little uncomfortable with how deeply enmeshed this is. But the NBA is trying to do something about it. They're trying to crack down on injury reporting and make it more accurate. I know as somebody who's always trying to get information, we're trying to get it out as fast as we can, but the teams try to keep it close to the vest because they don't want to tell the other team, you know, in their preparation if somebody's playing. It was a game time decision, right? You know, it's just sort of ripe for something like this to happen.
Ramona Shelburne, ESPN, is with us, Willard and Dibs. I want to let everybody know that as soon as we're done chatting with Ramona, about 5 minutes after 5 o'clock, we have two major announcements, Warriors related, to make right here on this show. So stay right where you are. We're talking with Ramona. About 7-8 minutes from now, we have two major announcements to make.
Ramona, you were mentioning how enmeshed it is, and I don't think that that's ever going away, but I wonder if the league won't try to clamp down on the lesser players and their props, because if you're not a guy making $20
yeah.
million a year, aren't you one to be more vulnerable and incentivized
yeah.
to try to gin it up?
They already have, yeah. They already have. And that was the results of the Jontay Porter investigation from a couple years ago, is that they have worked with the gambling companies to say, guys, you can't have prop bets on two-way players, G League players, 10-day contract guys, because these are the guys who are susceptible to gamblers, right? They don't make a lot of money, so that will sway them. But you know, that's a player controlling a situation. I think the most dangerous situation is just all the trainers, the assistant coaches. Like, let's just say it's somebody's friend. I mean, you know how many players have friends that either travel with them or in part of their, you know, their support staff or the support team that have information that is very valuable to a gambler. And that information is, you know, if they got in mixed up with the wrong people. Now, the one thing I will say is, the NBA has come down very quick, very harshly on Jontay Porter. He was banned immediately. I think they'll come down pretty hard on Rozier and everybody who's caught up in this today. You know, I'm talking banned or contract canceled, you know, existing contracts canceled, et cetera. That is a pretty strong deterrent, and they're really good at catching this stuff now, because there's people who like monitor when there's suspicious betting activity on somebody, you know,
right.
And I think they're pretty. The gambling companies and the leagues are getting.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge... There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.